Yeah, so you mean that if they start trying to export more to the United States, then getting resource from India may well be a good way to get people who not only understand the business but can communicate with the Americans as well.
As well, yes. Mm. What I had seen was, you know, I spent quite some time in 2005, 2006 in Latin America, three countries in particular. People were just like Indians, people in Venezuela, Colombia, or in Lima, they were keen to fly to US and not work for IT companies locally. The IT companies locally were not too big, right? The processes were not in place. They were still going, but if they're big, they're really big. Maybe there's, you know, few of them. But everybody else, as, you know, developers growing up, they would actually would want to migrate to US.
Mm.
Just like the Indian developers would. That would be their dream job, to get a work in an American company.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose in Brazil, we've seen a number of takeovers. So Capgemini bought CPM Braxis last year. And who was the more recent one was Polytech. Indra from Spain just bought Polytech. So do you think that we're seeing the foreign larger IT suppliers buying into that that stream of business from the Brazilian domestic market then?
I'm not too sure. See, I don't have much knowledge about the SMEs or the, you know, small mid and how do they operate. You know, the big ones, yes, as you mentioned, they have been bought out by other other companies from other countries.
Mm.
So I'm not, you know, how is that going to affect what's called the local market there, yes. And number two, what is the agenda behind it? Are they still trying to, you know, what's called focus on the local market, or are they trying to have it as a nearshore destination for US again?
What do you think prevents more use of Latin countries for nearshoring? Because it seems that if you look at the local IT suppliers, the percentage of work that they export is very small compared to their domestic work.
Right.
And do you think that there's what do you think that might make the region more attractive?
Well, I think, you know, probably these regions have not been marketed as such to the international community. I would, you know, as you look, you think of a call center, you know, or you think of Philippines, you think of call center, you think Ireland. You don't think, you know, Brazil or Argentina, for that matter. Mm. Argentina, you know, tried to come up maybe 7 years back, but I don't see the same. They're not aggressive as such, or even Brazil, or you know, other countries, and like not been able to sell themselves as a outsourcing destination so far.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so it's possibly that they have. I mean, maybe it's the China problem in that they have such a vibrant domestic market. They've never focused on the exports at all.
True.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if the language skill is part in that or not.
Well, it's certainly true that contact centers from Argentina and Brazil, it's difficult to sell into English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, there is a big Spanish requirement in the United States.
Big market, not only limited to Latin America, but in Spain itself, or even the U.S.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Spanish is the second language in the U.S., but we don't see much happening in America in that sense. I think from last, I never seen anything. You take an initiative for 7 years, but they were not too aggressive even at that time, and has died down.